97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio. Kim on a whim.
Kim on a Whim is proudly brought to you by Missouri Brush Control. Enjoy your land the way you've always dreamed of. Learn more at MissouriBrushControl.com.
How stressed out do you feel leading up to this election? Because now we're officially 1 week out. You turn the TV on, you're going to see ads. You look on social media now, you're going to see ads. This article that I have pulled up in front of me as I'm talking to you right now, there's an ad on it saying vote yes on Amendment 3 here in Missouri about abortion.
Yes.
You can't go anywhere without seeing an ad. People are talking about this more than I feel like usually you might have people talking about it during an election cycle. And maybe I'm wrong on that, but it just feels like this particular year is just so contentious.
I agree with you completely. The thing that I do, because I've been doing this a long time, and I get invested quite a bit emotionally in winning and losing.
You,
and
Mark Cox?
Who wins and who loses. I've decreased my stress levels. I'm going to see Dr. Green today to talk more about that. And to take my frustration out on that little white ball, which will help. But beyond that, I know as of next Tuesday, I've done all that I physically and mentally can do to prepare people for this election. I have. I've talked about it. I've been honest about it. I put the facts out there in the voter guide. It's in the people's hands. If they don't get off their lazy rear ends and go vote, that's the only reason my guy doesn't win these races. That's the only reason. So at some point, it's out of my hands. I feel sorry for the future of the country if we lose, but I don't know what else to do. So, yeah, I'm a little stressed.
I think a lot of people are feeling stressed right now. I'll admit that I'm stressed because the way I look at it, no matter what happens, it's going to be chaos. Because if Kamala wins, well, that's self-explanatory. If Trump wins, though, I think there could be potential violence in the streets. Yes. I think that's how angry people are going to be. Well, the American Psychological Association, I guess, they did some study on this. This is as of August. They were saying politics was the leading cause of stress for 7 out of 10 adults across party lines. They're saying a large majority say the future of the nation is a significant source of stress in their lives. 80% of Republicans rated it as the top stressor, 79% of Democrats, and 73% of Independents. I think a lot of people are feeling like, what the heck is going to come of this country? You know, they were also talking about the end to democracy. You know, if something happens with the election and somehow Donald Trump wins, that it's an end to democracy. And they also talked about that. It said that, let's see here, it was a high majority of course, Democrats who were freaking out that basically the country was going to be over if Trump wins. Let's see here. Yeah, at a different poll, they were saying 79% of respondents reported that the presidential election made them feel anxious this year, and more than half about the election every day. Even apparently suicidal calls have gone up. I mean, people are really struggling with this, losing friends over it, because it's gotten to the point where you can't even talk about a lot of these issues with people if you don't agree with them.
Right.
No, even, I agree. Even on Amendment 3. Well, I found this why am I blanking on the word right now? Account. Oh, my gosh. That's the word I'm searching for. Account on Instagram called Good News Movement. And it's a former journalist. And Mark, you can probably relate to this, who said that she was frustrated feeling like she kept pitching good news stories to her news director and they would always get shut down. Now, I'm a firm believer in that sometimes you need to hear the truth, and the truth can be hard to hear, okay? So you can't just hear stories about ponies and, you know, whatever the case may be. Like, you have to tell the news, but I do have a problem with some of the stories that the news decides to show. Like, I'm sorry, but I don't need to know about every little shooting that happens in North City, and it's not that I don't care about North City, but, like, come on, like, that happens all the time, multiple times a day. But their whole thing is, if it bleeds, it leads. Like, if there's video they can get that shows police lights and investigators walking around with flashlights, they're going to make sure they show it. And I think when you couple those types of news stories that we're seeing on our feed with all the stress that comes with what's happening right now with this election, people are losing their collective minds. They want to just bury themselves in a hole. Anyway, I've not fully vetted this account. It has 5.6 million followers, by the way, on Instagram. Good News Movement. But I did watch several videos. And Carl, we don't have to play the whole clip, but I wanted to just play this really sweet story. If you're looking for some good news and you want to get away from all this junk that you're seeing all the time, you know, with vote yes, listen to this. It's cute.
Since I haven't gotten paid yet, I'm still waiting for those guys. What I'm going to do is, I've got some cash with me, but I don't know if I'm going to have enough. So what we should do is this. We'll start out with taking any part of this that you need, see how much we can get for this.
I have something for you. This is for you. This is a little gift. I know your birthday is this month, right? I saw it on your ID. We put together a little fundraiser, and we came up with some money for you.
Oh, my gosh.
You can open it.
I could kiss you. God bless you. Should I open it now?
Yeah, go ahead. You might not have to do the other jewelry.
Oh, my goodness.
So there's $1,300 there.
You can't do it. I can't let you do this.
Yeah.
You are an angel in disguise.
I know you're struggling. I know you're trying to take care of your wife, and I appreciate your service.
There was a 90-year-old veteran who was trying to pawn jewelry because he didn't have money to pay rent and care for his wife, who has dementia.
Wow.
And they surprised him and raised all this money. I could have set that up better. But, I mean, those are the kinds of stories you're going to see. And you know, it is important. I think you need to know the facts. You need to know about what is involved, for example, in Amendment 3. Even though it's very hard and maybe stressful for you to go over all of that, there are things you should not be shying away from, even if it stresses you out to hear about it. But every now and then, it is nice to get a little bit of a mental break.
Sure.
And hear stuff like that so that you don't lose your mind. Because people are seriously losing their minds. The posts I see from friends, I mean, they're getting more and more hostile by the day.
Oh, they're getting worked up.
And it's usually from the left. I'm not saying it doesn't happen from the right, but I'm just saying it seems like the really intense posts that I am seeing are from the left.
These people on the left are completely out of their minds. I survived Bill Clinton being president. I survived 2 terms of Barack Hussein Obama being president. And now I'm barely surviving 4 years of Joe Biden and Kamala Harris being president and vice president. 12 of the last 16 years, your party has had control in this country, minus the 4 years Donald Trump was in office when you lost your collective minds. If he gets back in office, the country's not going anywhere. It'll still be here when he leaves office.
And he will leave office, by the way.
Of course he will.
Despite what people
say. This is the silliest garbage I've ever heard in my life. The Nazi stuff, all of this is to gin up fear among their base, the crazy pink hat wearers, which are the ones you see on Facebook, who are now freaking out.
Listen to this, Mark. That same study I referenced said that 54% of adults say they have little to no trust in the U.S. government. Listen to this one. 41% say the state of the nation has made them consider moving to a different country.
Let's start a fund. I think if, unlike the reparations fund, if you had a fund that you could voluntarily donate to help people move the hell out of the country, we would put together quite a GoFundMe there, don't you think?
No, I agree.
Yeah.
46% wouldn't date someone who didn't share the same political opinions. I'll be honest with you. Like, I, for example, I would never date someone who didn't share the same moral values that I have. Like, that was number one. But here's the thing. Me being a Christian tends to lend, like, I'm going to be pro-life. I'm going to have certain values. So I can't imagine dating someone who didn't share those. So I feel like, anyway, I don't understand how you could have polar opposite beliefs and be together. That would be very difficult. 82% are worried that people are basing their values and opinions on false or inaccurate information. And really, it's both sides that believe that, right? Because the left, you hear them say, oh, disinformation, that's the term they like to say. But really, it's our side, too, that's saying that Kamala's spewing fake information and dangerous rhetoric talking about Trump being a Nazi.
But she is.
So everyone is stressed out. Guys, we have 1 week left go follow this account if you need a mental break. And just, you know, I understand. Trust me when I tell you, I get it. Not everyone listening to the show is a Christian. I'm not trying to push my beliefs on you. All I'm telling you is, you know, my church, and I've said this, they deep dive into some of these issues because they're biblical, right? They're not just trying to get into politics. And what I can take solace is they always make a point of saying, guys, this is my belief. Jesus is still going to be on the throne. Like, it's not, the life isn't over if Kamala Harris wins. I mean, yes, we're going to have some challenges, but life will go on no matter who wins.
My recommendation, my prescription would be a good glass of whatever makes you relax and the Mark Cox voter guide. Take those two things, sit down, study the guide, go vote early. It'll all be okay. I'm feeling at peace with it at this point. We've done all we can do, and we'll continue to talk about it between now and next Tuesday.
Get more at 971talk.com.